Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Now, I want to open this up, and if you're not a leftist, you probably need to leave the room, because this is for the leftists only, because I don't think you guys understand something right now. And if you're on the, you know, if you're of my persuasion, well, you know, this is not for you. This does not apply to you. So if you want to sit there and, you know, just, you know, let me get on with this. So, leftists. Pay attention. You need to do a few rudimentary things in order to think about practical matters. You need to put aside your hatred of Trump and conservatives and all things not dedicated to advancing your vision of utopia. I know that this is going to be hard for you to do. But what I'm telling you is actually all about your own self-preservation. It's in your self-interest. Not in the kind of way that generates icky profits, or though high pay for nonprofit and government employees is no problem with you. In a way that prevents pain, real physical pain, palatable pain for you. You need to remember that with Antifa, no matter how cravenly you give in to their demands, it won't be enough. In fact, it can never be enough. They're sort of like you when it comes to gun control and climate change. These guys and gals love conflict, love attacking, and love hurting people. They see acknowledging the righteousness of their cause as an invitation to abuse. You see, they're anarchists. They're not even for the orderly totalitarian state that which you wish to impose. They're for outright anarchy. This should be like, you know, this should be Mad Max world. And we get this coming out of Portland, Oregon, home of KFIR. Rose City Antifa, a Portland area cell of the loosely, it's interesting they refer to them as cells too, because that's how we refer to terrorists, counter-terrorists, or the cells of operating people. The cell of the loosely related leftist terrorist movement has claimed responsibility for the vandalism of a communally owned bar called the Workers' Tap on January 29th. Communally owned. Imagine how bad it can get if you're not communally owned. Rose City Antifa, a Portland area cell, they are an anarchist counter-info platform. This is according to the Post-Millennial. An anonymous member of the group wrote, "In the early days of January 29th, some disabled anarchists attacked Workers' Tap through tagging it and damaging a window. Due to the bulletproof glass, the window's damage would only consist of small dents. However, multiple phrases were thrown up. A circle A to signify that this was an anarchist who did this action. A 161 to call out that it was fascist forces whom originally paved the path of COVID as a genocide since April 2020 through the blood of primarily black and indigenous disabled people. A road of bones which now many liberals and albeit anarchists goose stomp on in collaboration with the fascists to maintain a normal for keeping bars and other viral friendly entertainment operating at the expense of disabled lives. Finally, COVID Kills was written twice to address how this bar inherently operates with unmitigated COVID spread. murdering disabled people in the process. It's funnily hypocritical. The place has bulletproof windows to protect patrons from chuds, but no air ventilation inside the building to reduce COVID spread. The lethal violence which workers tap along with every bar, restaurant, and with indoor dining club, etc., enact on disabled people is absolutely unacceptable and needs to be fought back against. You can't deal with these people, leftists. You really can't. They're coming for you, too. They're not just coming for me. They're coming for you, too. The only difference between me and you is I'm going to be a harder target. So when they try to come after me and I repel their attack, then they're just going to regroup and go, okay, where can we have more success? And then they'll be coming for you. Never going to meet their standards because they're always going to think up new ones. Anything nice that you have will become a target sooner or later. This is like fighting your mirror image in your case, leftists. I say that simply because, since we've had the weather balloon thing, Biden has gotten out there and said, well, there was weather balloons during Trump's administration, too. They were undetected. Which, how do we see those undetected balloons there, Biden administration? The thing with Antifa is that Antifa is, I don't really know if they know what they want. It probably varies from cell to cell. They are organized. They are funded. They are very quick to resort to violence. Sometimes they get met with violence. Sometimes the Proud Boys show up and they have a fine skirmish wherever they're at. But I mean, I sit here, and while they're in their, in their black, what do they call it? They wear all black. They cover their face. They do all this other stuff. They ninja up, whatever you want to call it. The bad part about this is, here, I understand that you are disgruntled over the state of things. How is destroying things, how does that make things better? What are you proving by destroying something when you're saying that all these things are this or that? I mean, how is a bar an affront to a disabled person? How is it killing a disabled person? Do they not have a ramp? Do they not have open air? Because I hate to tell you, the COVID thing, that's an old meme now. That's good. I mean, even Biden, who has said numerous times, well, the pandemic's over, and he just keeps forgetting he said it. Then he, reinstates emergency powers from it. Then he says it's over. He doesn't really know what's going on, but even he knows it's over. There are precious few places around here where you have to wear a mask anymore. And I'm not going to any of them. If I have to go to a hospital, like if I had part of my, left half of body gets blown off, they're like, hey, you got to wear a mask to go into the emergency room. I'll be like, just let me bleed out. Just let me bleed out. Because this virtue signaling is just getting on my nerves. And this is the height of virtue signaling with a side order of anarchy. They dented the window and they left numerous tags. That'll show them. That will show them. Virtue signaling, it knows no bounds. It is never, ever. I guess it probably holds water here now, though, doesn't it? In this era where we're so easily insulted by certain things. For me, I'm just like, oh, they painted the window and there's a dent in it. Cool. Well, let's sandblast around the window and get out the Windex and let's get this all cleaned up and then move on. And it's gone the next day. And all of the disabled anarchists in Portland, Oregon, they have another thing to be angry about. But they're coming for you too, leftists. They're coming for you too. There is no appeasing them. This is what it's like to live in my world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Lock and Load. During the tenure of Rahm Emanuel as the mayor of Chicago, Chicago became known as Chirac. Which I find really interesting that this happened in Chicago, because one thing politicians like to do is they like to remain politicians. And I would have thought Mr. Never Let a Good Crisis Go to Waste would have looked what was going on in the inner city of Chicago and used that to clean that out. But he never did. And I know full well what I'm saying when I say that, okay? And the fact remains, you have to get out there sometimes, and you're going to have to make a decision. Nobody said being in government was going to be an easy job. And in the case of what they haven't done, how many people have died because of what they haven't done? Well, and I know why they didn't do it, because of their policies they put in place. But I digress. Chirac turns out to be a nickname that is entirely too accurate. Right now, if you are a young man growing up in the wrong part of Chicago or in Philadelphia, living in the hood is more dangerous than going to war. In December, the JAMA Network Open published a study entitled Comparing Risks of Firearm-Related Death and Injury Among Young Adult Males in Selected U.S. Cities with Wartime Service in Iraq and Afghanistan. The titles of these studies always kill me because I'm always breathless when I get done reading. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the JAMA Open or Network Open, it's an affiliate of the venerable Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, founded in 1883. The Network Open's pedigree suggests that the information contained within the article could be reliable. But notice I'm not saying it is reliable because modern science has a serious replication problem. And this means all studies have to be taken with a very large grain of salt. It's an article about America's most dangerous ghettos, and it's sort of straightforward. It holds that when, if you're going to compare fatalities in Chicago and Philadelphia's most crime-ridden neighborhoods, if you spent some time in Afghanistan and Iraq, that would have been a safer alternative for these young men. And we get this. This cross-sectional study of 129,826 young adult men living in Chicago, Philadelphia, New York City, and L.A., in 2020 and 2021 found that the young adult males from zip codes with the most violence in Chicago and Philadelphia had a notably higher risk of firearm-related death than U.S. military personnel who served during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. While the most violent areas in New York City and L.A. were associated with less risk for young adult males than those theaters of war. In all zip codes studied, risks were overwhelmingly borne by young adult males from minoritized racial and ethnic groups. Now, because the American Medical Association is there on the left side of the street there, the article concludes with the usual leftist pap about the health equity, which I couldn't. I would like a little health equity myself, as a matter of fact, while we're on that subject. I understand that in certain parts of in some of the higher mountain elevations in the Himalayas and everything, the people there live to be in their hundreds. I, too, want some of that. So let's make that happen, politicians. Vote for that now so that I can live to be 150 years old. But that's just whatever. We get this from the study. Given that the risks of our study were also overwhelmingly shouldered by minoritized racial and ethnic groups, fully delivering on commitments to health equity requires addressing the violence that lies at the root of many behavioral health disparities, in addition to being a health disparity in its own right. Now, the problem in these areas, the mortality problem in these areas, isn't health equity. You know, and what I'm saying is the problem isn't that there aren't enough qualified doctors to treat all the gun wounds heading for into the urban emergency rooms. The problem is one of a culture that has been born out of policy. The left has created an environment in which young men in the ghetto, which usually means blacks and Hispanics, have been systematically deprived of the institutions that civilize us away from, you know, those impulses toward tribalism and war. So in other words, the problem is one of systemic racism from the left. The left has destroyed the Judeo-Christian tradition in these neighborhoods, a tradition that demands that people respect life, aid the helpless, work for peaceful solutions, obey a moral code that forbids murder, which is the unjustified taking of a life. Left has driven fathers from family life, meaning that young men's role models are the gangsters in the street rather than fathers who care about their son's well-being. They teach them discipline, moral courage, self-worth. They're not there. The left has encouraged marijuana as a recreational drug, telling black people that the war on marijuana was racial in origin, not meant to protect young people from drugs. And, you know, the effects of on a population that lives in a cloud of marijuana smoke are serious. And there has been, you know, they always like to quote studies. Here's one for you. A 2005 study noted some of marijuana's well-recognized damaging effects on brain function. Lastly, the left has decriminalized crime. They have destroyed the rule of law. And the rule of law, when it functions, exists to do a few things. It punishes violent criminals. It removes them from the community. It degrades their social status. It illuminates the outrages on the society that they have committed. It is, justice is blind. It's not two-tiered. It's not based on your creed, your race, your religion. All that sounds really quaint, doesn't it? That's the way it's supposed to be, though. So, the problems in Chirac and Philadelphia aren't because of guns or a lack of equity. They are because leftists, and they've been working on this since Johnson's Great Society, they've been working to destroy all the civilizing forces that sustain a working, safe, functional culture. And they have created a zombified generation in the inner city of black young men without any civilizing anchors, without any reason to be more than what they are, without any hope. Nobody nurtured them. Nobody told them that they could be whatever they wanted to be. Their environment dictated what they had to become. And the only way they could find love was in the arms of a gang. The only way they could find any acceptance was jumping into a set. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News update. Seven more Memphis police officers are facing disciplinary action in the wake of the Tyre Nichols beating during a traffic stop. The Memphis City Attorney said the officers will receive a statement of charges, the action internal, not criminal in nature. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects inflation to linger into next year. Powell making those comments at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. this morning.
My guess is it will take certainly into not just this year, but next year to get down close to 2%.
Powell said he believes future interest rate hikes will be needed, but he does feel Americans will see relief from high prices this year. The death toll has now eclipsed 7,000 following yesterday's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, with more than half of those deaths reported in Turkey. Aid flowing in from countries all over the world as the search continues for survivors. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The American Civil War, it went on from 1861 to 1865, and it was by far the bloodiest conflict in our history. Originally, the death toll was about 620,000. Now it's actually been re-estimated, and it's upwards of 850,000. The Battle of Antietam on September 17th in 1862 at Sharpsburg, Maryland, still ranks as the bloodiest day in U.S. history, which with nearly 23,000 casualties on both sides, including 3,675 killed in action. It is possible to ask the question of yourself when you sit there and you look at that. How does a country possibly recover from a calamity this big, this huge, this large? But we did recover. We had a very wise president in the form of Abraham Lincoln. And we had soldiers who had fought brother against brother. They were able to reconcile and reunite. Those things were achieved, and our country not only survived, but it prospered. And it could have been so much worse. We could have had bloody guerrilla warfare going on for decades, but saner heads on both sides prevailed, because Lincoln's goal had been nothing short of preservation of the United States of America. Members of the West Point class of 1961, at their 40th reunion, gifted their alma mater a monument commemorating that seminal time in our history, when the North and the South put aside their animosities and united on common purpose. And this was put together in something called Reconciliation Plaza. And it's a series of stone markers reminiscent of gravesites commemorating members of the classes of 1861 and 1961 who lost their lives in wars separated by a century. In addition to those markers, others reflect the ironies of West Point classmates and instructors pitted against one another in combat. And it pays record and recognizes acts of charity and brotherly love by soldiers on opposite sides of the conflict. One marker tells the story of future Supreme Court Justice, then Union Captain Oliver Wendell Holmes. He staggered severely wounded into a house in the Antietam battlefield behind Confederate lines. And a rebel came up to the window of the house asking if a wounded Yankee was inside. And when they were told yes, that soldier tossed his full canteen inside for the wounded Oliver Wendell Holmes. Another marker chronicles how the Battle of Cedar Creek in 1864. Mortally wounded Confederate Major General Stephen Dodson Ramseur was carried to Northern lines, where Union West Point classmate and friends, including Major General George Armstrong Custer, gave comfort through the night as he lay dying. Marker number 8 commemorates West Pointer Robert E. Lee's surrender to fellow Academy graduate Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox in Virginia on April 9, 1865. The Union's greatest general magnanimously permitted the defeated Confederates to return to their homes not to be disturbed as long as they observed their paroles. Let all men who claim to own a horse or mule take the animals home with them to work their farms. Marker 12 tells of the West Point Centennial Celebration of 1902. The culmination of the reconciliation process, Union Major General Thomas H. Ruger, class of 1854, and Confederate Brigadier General Edward P. Alexander, class of 1857, delivered back-to-back speeches before an audience of veterans from both sides of the Civil War. Ruger noted, when the end came, there was found in their hearts an echo of the words, "Let us have peace." Alexander spoke next. It was best for the South that the cause was lost. The firm bonds which today hold together this great nation could never have been wrought by debates in Congress. You think we would find that today? We certainly don't find it today. We don't find it ever anywhere today. In that kind of a conflict, it never goes away. Never goes away. Noble sentiments, spoken from the heart, from people that lived it, witnessed it, tasted it, felt it. And this should be inspiring to all of us. But here we are, 121 years later. And Reconciliation Plaza is slated for defacement and demolition. This is probably the result of some pencil-necked minion of the so-called Military Base Naming Commission pointing his little bony finger like a Salem witch trial judge at the names of the dead soldiers on a marker, shouting, "Those white supremacist traitors must be exorcised and excised. Shame on all of them." Surely to God we're better than this, huh? The objective of these leftist vandals is to divide us so that their fundamental transformation of America, with its defunding of police and sexual grooming of children, demonization of parents, cancellation and social credit systems, so this can just go forward. And the ultimate goal is to tarnish the founding fathers so that this nation that they left us, our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, they want the tree to be poisoned. Then it's either a new civil war or one party globalist rule, rigged elections, and citizen serfdom. And they're pretty sure we don't have the taste for the new civil war. Although they seem to really lean into this. Now, a new civil war would not be like it was last time. We no longer have a common line where one side's on one side, and this would be more like the air-land battle doctrine, the asymmetrical battlefield, where you had you've got series of battles around each other, but there is no front line. Because what we have today in the United States is we have population centers that are very anti-liberty, surrounded by less urban areas that are full of people that are quite freedom-loving. And I'm not going to go into the whole blue-red thing, because I don't believe the blue-red thing. I think that's actually been something that's been snatched from us, because we're supposed to be the blue. The friendly forces are the blue. So what we would have would not be that kind of a civil war. I mean, all of the West Coast would be on it. Certain cities within certain states that you would consider to be very conservative, they're going to want to be in on it, but they're not going to be allowed to be in on it. It would probably look more like a national divorce than a civil war, I think. But they're going to take a monument where we were as a nation in our history at our most bitter conflict, where we killed each other, where brothers killed brothers, families were pitted against each other, people that went to school together, people that soldiered together were put against each other. And they want to tear that down now because of some politically correct notion that this is a version of white supremacy. When in fact, we learned how to forgive and forget. There was a lot of, sure, there were echoes of everything that goes on, still are today. But now I would say that probably the South is actually leading the way when it comes to patriotism. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. When I was a very little boy, the circus came to town, and it was outdoors, and I ended up having some sort of a heat injury as a little boy. You know, I think I nearly passed out, as I recall. And what I remember is that a police officer helped my mom, laid me down, and got some shade over me. And then he used his hat, because his hat was sort of mesh, and he was pouring cool water through the mesh so it rained down on my face like a shower, light drops and everything. And I remember when he sat me up, he's like, "Are you okay?" You know, I remember that. I remember seeing a picture of this big young police officer. He's taking a knee, and he's sitting there having a chat with a toddler during a parade in 1957 in Washington, D.C. That was my initial impression of police officers. And in a lot of ways, things have changed rather drastically. The images of the police force have become, very multidimensional, very diverse, replacing the conventional stereotype. Still brave, law-abiding, and trustworthy. But then you have the events involving police actions in recent years, which illustrate the changes and the death of Tyree Nichols at the hands of police following a seemingly standard traffic stop in early January, is revealing a chain of failure in the police profession. And these failures, unfortunately, have become common more than sporadic. Now, from the video clips that were released by the Memphis Police Department, upon the request of the Nichols family through their attorneys, you can see the brutal beating delivered by five uniformed officers to Nichols, the victim of this police violence. And he died 3 days later of extensive bleeding caused by severe beating. The Nichols family's attorney, Antonio Romanucci, described the actions captured in the video as not only violent, it was savage. After the death of Nichols, the Memphis Police Department and the County Sheriff's Office took action in the midst of the ongoing internal and federal investigations. Five officers captured in the beating videos were quickly fired and charged. two deputy sheriffs on the scene of arrest were relieved from duty days later because they stood by and did nothing. And a sixth officer was fired after that, and the police unit to which those officers were assigned, the Scorpions, was abruptly disbanded. Those actions, which were really quick, very swift, not really of much good to either achieving justice for Nichols and his family or preventing future police crimes in Memphis and elsewhere if the ongoing investigations conclude by only punishing the individuals who carried out the brutality without pressing the questions underneath all of this. That of the disturbing police culture that has manifested itself over the course of years. So you gotta, what are the questions that have to be asked? And the answers. And, you know, my first guess is that these, like two of the police officers got hired in 2020. They operated for not quite 3 years. They did not become killer police overnight. One of the five, Demetrius Haley, had been sued for beating a prison inmate while employed as a correction officer at the Shelby County Corrections Department in 2015. So, thus, the first and most obvious question directed to the Memphis Police Department is, do they have any knowledge of those five officers' violent tendencies before and after their hiring? What precautions had been given to their violent tendencies in the process of their hiring and job assignments? The five guys seem to have acted in sync at the scene. So the next question is, were those five assembled together randomly or according to their matching characters and work ethics? And the guys that were in, all five of these guys were assigned to a specialized unit called the Scorpion Unit, which was created to combat the rising crime in the city. Now, if those five could carry out the deadly beating seen in the video in what is a matter of routine procedural manner, how did the other unit members carry out their duties? How many more members were there? This question has already been answered, though only partly by critics of the Scorpion Unit, which was regarded by the community as an oppressor because of their excessive force tactics. The follow-up question after that will be, and I mean, this is, I'm going to tell you a shocking truth. Sometimes in certain things, people are allowed to do things that seem excessive. They're tasked with it. You see this more in the military than anything else, right? But these guys, were they licensed to use beyond necessity force at their own discretion? You know, you see this in the movies all the time, you know, Cobra with Sylvester Stallone, do what you do best, you know, that kind of thing. That doesn't really happen. And, but were these guys allowed to do it? Did they, or, you know, did they do this on their own? Did they exert their self-entitled power on duty, and probably off duty as well, without being monitored or held accountable? The fact that two deputy sheriffs were sitting there doing nothing suggests both. Charge five, though directly responsible for the death, are not the only culprits, from the Shelby County Sheriff's Office to the city's police department, from the hiring and training of the officers, from the field officers to the commanders in the office. Failures at multiple levels in various forms together led to the deaths of Nichols. This is like a football game. You know, everybody involved in this, everybody involved in their chain of command and everything else that let this happen this way, are culpable. And, you know, abusive use of police force is not limited to Memphis, by no means. Less than 2 months ago, police handcuffed and arrested an 82-year-old woman in Alabama over a $77 unpaid trash bill. Now, for me, that marks a new height in the use of excessive force by police toward nonviolent citizens. And if you equate police overuse of force on ordinary citizens to police bravery in front of real crimes, you couldn't be more mistaken. The reality, based on news coverage at least, is that the police force has been increasingly exhibiting hesitance and in some cases cowardice, when facing real threats on duty, as manifested in the Robb Elementary School massacre in Uvalde, and the storming mass protests at the Capitol during the after-election protests, the Antifa protests infested with widespread robbery, vandalism, and violence following George Floyd's death. In all of those events, the police failed in professionalism in protecting the property and lives of the society, which was entrusted to them, and above all, the Constitution. There's a lot of reasons that happened. I mean, I'm not blind to that fact. You shouldn't be blind to that fact either. There's no way I would be a police officer in any way, shape, or form. No. When you got your chain of command taking a knee to show support to BLM and Antifa, pretty clear political correctness has overtaken professionalism. And a cop has got to be professional. All the way through. All the way through. So, we got to get past the politicizing of this and let reinstill something into, you know, reinstill that guy taking a knee to talk to a little man. Reinstill them caring about the community they serve in instead of being afraid of it. And the chains of command have got to step up. And they got to support these people. And they got to have their backs. And they can't close ranks when one of them steps out of line. They got to deal with that too. They got to be very transparent. So they got to put their professionalism and loyalty to the Constitution ahead of political correctness. Simple matter. And in its face value, I look at it and I'm like, this should be a fairly easy fix. So I guess we're going to see what happens coming out of Memphis. Pay attention. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.